Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Pony Stampede Podcast. I am your host, Jordan Hofeditz, and let's just jump right into it as SMU is in Tampa to take on South Florida Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPNU. This is going to be a little bit of an interesting game. It's probably the most winnable for the Mustangs, probably since the Lamar game. I know SMU is heavily favored in the Navy game, but Navy's such an interesting opponent. This is really a chance for the SMU offense to continue what it did against Houston. Maybe not quite to that extent, but still a big chance for the offense to continue to put up big numbers, and a chance for the defense to kind of settle in and bounce back from last week's game. Of course, South Florida is in the middle of a 7-game losing streak. They have not won a conference game. Their best shot came last week against, also winless at the time, in conference Temple. And Temple came away with a big win. That is what led to USF firing its head coach and defensive coordinator coming into this one. That presents an interesting challenge. All three coaches we talked to this week brought it up. Coach Lashley, offensive coordinator Casey Woods, and defensive coordinator Scott Simons, talking about, you know, that a team like this, it's an interesting situation. First off, defensively, they might come out doing something completely different. With a new coordinator, might want to do some different things. Even offensively, even though they retained their offensive coordinator, could try to do some different things in this one. A lot of times there's kind of a renewed energy around a program as they kind of rally around each other and the coaches that are still there. That can be a little bit of an interesting dynamic. You also then have an SMU team. It's coming off a massive win. It's got a really big game in Tulane midweek coming up after it. So I think it's going to come down to a lot of focus for this team. I do think one good thing is this SMU team hasn't kind of been blowing people out, hasn't been winning games easily. So I don't think this is a group that is going to overlook anybody or is going to come into this game thinking it can do no wrong. I think it'll still be very focused on South Florida and winning this game, winning another game in November, and getting to bowl eligibility. Looking at South Florida, it's interesting because they've played people tough. You know, they were kicking a field goal with under a minute left to tie Florida in Gainesville at the Swamp. Obviously, the field goal was no good. They lose by 3. They played, I think they only lost to Cincinnati by 4. They were playing Tulane really close, but it was in that Tulane game that Jerry Bohannon, their transfer quarterback from Baylor, goes down, out for the season. And since then, things haven't been quite as close for them. I really think that losing him kind of took away a dynamic that they had going on offense. Now, it's still an offense that hasn't been bad as they've come in. It's Katravis Marsh who's playing quarterback for them now. He threw for 275 yards and a touchdown in their loss to Houston. He threw 3 touchdowns last week against Temple. He's very capable. He's just maybe not as dynamic as Bohannon can be They've got a good receiver in Jimmy Horn Jr. They've got a running back, Brian Batty. He's the third leading rusher in the conference at 728 yards. Xavier Weaver is another quality receiver for them. He's got a couple hundred-yard games, and one of those came against Cincinnati and another one against BYU. So he has done it against some good defenses. Defensively has probably been their biggest struggle. They haven't had success. A lot was made of SMU in that three-game losing streak of being so close and being right there. But it took kind of that Navy win to turn some things around, then play Cincinnati close, then pick up the wins against Tulsa and Houston, and now going for their third straight. South Florida hasn't had that kind of get-over-the-hump moment, and it'll be key for SMU not to be that moment this weekend. Just some housekeeping things. Ben Redding, Coach Lashley on Wednesday said he was definitely out for this week, probably for the season. Ben Redding on Instagram pretty much made it known that he was done for the year in his post, saying, "I'm beyond blessed to have been able to live out my dream of playing college football. While that part of my story has come to an end, the relationships and memories I made during those quick 5 years will last a lifetime. Thank you to everyone who has been a part of this season of my life. You are greatly appreciated." It is going to, he had surgery. It was an ankle injury. And that is what's going to keep him out. But what a way to go out. 3 touchdown catches. Also, I think I missed it in some post-game stuff. He also had the run on the fake punt that was converted, that was big for them. So for a kid from down that way by Houston, a difficult way for his career to end, but if it has to end like that, he definitely went out on top. Kamar Wheaton was not only back at practice this week, but he was not in a red no contact jersey, so I think that's good. Again, it was more illness that kept him out against Houston than injury, so he should be good to go. Of course, Tyler Levine just keeps bowling people over, career high 25 carries, career high yards, had the touchdown run to cap it all off. An interesting note by a coach off the record after a practice this week was just part of what makes Tyler so good is that after he runs over a defender, that defender is much, much less likely to try and tackle him the next time. There's a series of runs on that final touchdown drive where he runs over a Houston defender, on a carry or two later, that same defender makes much less effort to make a tackle, and then on the touchdown run is kind of in position to try and make a tackle and doesn't even give it an attempt. And that's just kind of what that pound, hardcore tough mentality does. And just what he's brought to this offense the last couple weeks with getting an increase in carries. I think it would be kind of fun to see a little kind of lightning and thunder thing with him and Kamar these last few weeks. But I definitely think that he has to keep getting carries. It's shown that he has been able to get the offensive rushing attack going, and the success has followed. On the defensive side of the ball, Lashley said Stephon Wright is a game-time decision. And while he did not give an update on Jalen Thomas, who started at right tackle against Houston but did not finish the game, no update on him, but he was back at practice and looked to be in full participation. As for some keys to the game this week, I think defensively just kind of bouncing back is going to be key. Obviously I don't see them giving up 63 again, certainly not against this offense, but just some things have to be cleaned up. They have to show better tackling. They just have to show some better discipline on some things. And I think turnovers again, you know, this team, even if they don't win the turnover battle, they win when they force turnovers. I think a couple games they've been even on the turnovers by forcing a couple and have still won. So it's not even winning the turnover battle, but it's just forcing turnovers that have been a key for this. And then another one, I think for Tanner Mordecai, kind of how do you follow what you did against Houston? Again, I don't think anybody's expecting 9 touchdown passes and another run for 10 total touchdowns, but he's got to show that that was not a fluke, that that was kind of being rejuvenated, being healthy, kind of that new appreciation that he talked about after missing the Tulsa game. He's got to show that that's the guy he's going to be these last few weeks to kind of carry this team to the finish line. And then third is the running game. Again, this team has had success when it's been able to run the ball. If that's still going with LaVine for a lion's share of the carries, so be it. If Kamar, Velton Gardner, TJ McDaniel are able to do some things here and there, great. But just like the turnovers, this team is better when it can not just do the little things running the ball like they had at the start of the season, but really make a difference running the ball like they have the last couple weeks. That just makes a massive difference for this team. And in a game that can kind of have that trap game feeling, that can be an overlooked game, anything like that, ball control, ball security, it just being able to run the ball is going to be big. So those are my three keys to the game, and we will have more on this matchup when the podcast returns after this break.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. This is the Pony Stampede podcast, and I am your host, Jordan Hoffeditz. We are talking SMU football at South Florida. Again, 11 a.m. kickoff Saturday, ESPNU for TV, PonyStampede.com for the live game chat. You know, it's been such a weird season, such kind of high hopes for this group coming into the year. You know, a lot of people thinking 8 wins, maybe even 9 wins if some things go SMU's way. Well, nothing went SMU's way, and then all of a sudden it was, well, maybe this team will be lucky to even get to 6 wins and be bowl eligible. 5-7 might happen. Well, we're sitting with 3 games left at 5-4. You know, bowl eligibility's on the line this week. 8 wins still isn't out of the realm of possibility with a strong finish. You know, I do think 6-6 is probably the worst, with a possibility for 8-4 with 7-5 being a strong possibility there too, which when you think of it, when you think of a whole new coaching staff, all the new players they brought in, some of the injuries that have happened to some key spots. You know, I don't think 7-5 would be anything to look down on for this team and everything that the 2022 season has brought. I think there have been some good moments. I think Tanner kind of battling through some things. You know, the Tulsa game with Preston kind of showing a glimpse of what the future may look like at that spot. And then obviously the devastation of his injury and then Kevin Jennings stepping up and playing in that game. Like I said, just kind of so many ups and downs. But this is really the best chance for this program to finish in a long time. You know, looking back on it, last year, one November win. 2 years ago, one November win. The year before that, I think there were two November wins. You know, this team has a chance to get its second November win already on what will be November 12th. And for a group that, yes, they talked championship, but they also talked finishing. And with the way the season started, everything this group has been through, it would have been maybe a little easy to throw in the towel, fold it up, and get ready for whatever next year brings. But credit to them for sticking with it and putting themselves in a pretty good position here down in the stretch run. This is the one game this season I will not be at. Just getting to Tampa was going to be too hard with the and then quick turnaround. I will be at Tulane midweek next week, so I will be live chatting with you guys from my couch with the boys, watching it on TV with a lot of you. So that means I won't have some of the things I'm able to see from being there, but we'll still try to provide a little bit of insight here and there where I can. That being said, a lot of stuff on ponystampede.com, kind of wrapping up the Houston game and all the ridiculousness it was. A lot of stuff going into this week. Once again, checked out a 2023 commit, Jamarian Carroll of Wichita Falls Hershey. Went to their first round playoff game on Thursday night and chatted with him after the game. That's online. Some stuff that will get put together here in a minute is some kind of Rashee Rice tracker stuff. You know, obviously he was the first receiver to reach the 1,000-yard mark. He still leads the country in receiving and yards per game. He was given his Senior Bowl invite and accepted it. And then there are just some award watch stuff for him. Obviously Tanner picked up a ton of awards for his work this last week. And those are two guys to watch along with a couple others here and there for some award watch stuff down the stretch run of the season. But getting back to this week in South Florida, I don't expect to see 77 points again just because I don't expect there to be that many possessions again. I don't expect it to be that style of back and forth game. I have SMU with the win 45-17. And that gets the Mustangs to bowl eligibility and gives them a 3-game winning streak going into Thursday's game at Tulane. That is all for this one. Over the weekend, obviously, men's basketball game against Dayton Friday night that we can recap over the weekend along with Saturday's football game. So be sure to like and subscribe to the Pony Stampede podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure your 24/7 subscription is up to date so you have access to all the VIP content and the message boards. And we'll see you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.